Narcissus was the son of the river god Cephisus and the nymph Liriope. Worried about his extraordinary beauty, his parents consulted a blind seer and was told that the child would have a long life, provided that he never saw his own face. Therefore, his parents removed all the shining objects from home so that the child would not catch sight of his own reflection. With tender care and protection from his parents, Narcissus grew up as a vain teenager who avoided all company. Echo, a beautiful mountain nymph, was known as a chatterbox. Myth has it that Hera came upon Echo and inquired of her about her husband's whereabouts. Instead of answering Hera's questions, Echo kept talking about something else, which exhausted the goddess's patience. So Hera cursed Echo.
"You shall forfeit the use of that tongue with which you have cheated me, except for that one purpose you are so fond of repeating. You shall repeat the last word you hear."
From then on, the poor Echo could only repeat the last word someone else says. One day, Echo caught sight of a handsome youth, Narcissus, who was 16 then. Enamored of him at once, Echo followed him, waiting patiently for a chance to speak to him. At last, Narcissus sensed himself being followed, shouted, "Who's here?" Echo replied,
"Here."
Echo showed herself and joyfully glided towards him. She stretched out her loving arms. To her dismay, however, the young man roughly brushed her aside and went by without so much as a glance at her. Overwhelmed with shame and humiliation, Echo went away to hide herself in the darkness of the woods. Her body became skinny with grief until it faded away and her bones gradually turned to rocks, till at length nothing remained of her except her voice, which gave back, with unerring fidelity, the last sound that was uttered in the hills and dells. The rejection of Echo's love drew upon Narcissus the vengeance of Nemesis, goddess of revenge, who decided to make the cruel young man see his own face. There came one day when Narcissus was tired and thirsty from hunting. He came upon a clear spring and bent down to drink. A beautiful image appeared in the water, which he thought must be some water spirit. Then the infatuated youth became desperate, staring and staying day and night at the stream. Before long he died, never suspecting that his lover was none other than his own image. The gods took pity on the fair corpse and turned it into a flower bearing his name. The pale flower is still found near the riverbanks, leaning towards its own reflection in the water.